Well, after listening to EdTech Posse 4 and being invited to include my comments, I'm going to do that on a few points that were made. I appreciate the work and the discussion, and I wished I would have been there. It would have sounded like a great conversation and some good things in it. And I don't know where this is going to fit in, whether they'll just tack this on the end of it or just make it a little supplement piece. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. But anyways, there's three things that I just wanted to comment on that were discussed during this podcast. The first one was on, I believe that they were talking about earlier on in the podcast about Saskatchewan's openness and the freedom that we have to experiment and explore, and for the most part I'm in full agreement, and I in particular have been given a lot of autonomy to, you know, experiment, try things, and one of the things I guess I've noticed is, and I'll touch on this on my second point a bit, is a bit of a change in leadership in general. I don't know that this is real specific to Saskatchewan, but I think in education and in business in general, there's much more. I just think that the collaborative team approach to things that's taken rather than a more dictator model really allows for that. And so I certainly can identify that. However, the point I would challenge is specifically in regards to the Saskatchewan curriculum. I went and heard Alfie Kahn speak in the spring, and he made a very interesting comment. I don't agree with everything that Alfie Kahn says, but he does. He certainly is one that's out there, and he will challenge you. But he gave a lot of credit to Saskatchewan and Canadian education in general for not going down the path of standardization with testing and assessment, and he was very clear on that. However, he did make the point that of all the curriculums that he's come across in North America, he finds that the Alberta and Saskatchewan curriculums, he mentioned Saskatchewan, Manitoba specifically, but I would probably include Alberta with this as well, is one of the most prescribed curriculum that he knows of. Now, he wasn't saying that in a complimentary way. He was talking about the fact that he feels like it takes the creativity and the freedom of teachers to adapt and work with that curriculum in a way that perhaps other places can, and I had never thought of that before. So when he said that, I think I made a post, one of my early blog posts referred to that in a sense. But I mean, it's great in that it gives teachers very clear ways, especially if you're not a novice teacher, very clear ways to handle it. But it's also at times, we're dealing with this in our own school division, and I'm sure others as well. It seems very, it's overwhelming. It's so detailed and it's so prescribed, and I'm not sure that it's intended to be that way, but it certainly is perceived that way. So, I think in an effort to make things very comfortable and easy for teachers, we've almost gone the other way. So that might be one telling difference between Saskatchewan education, not necessarily in specifically related to technology, but in education in general. The second point and comment I want to make is in regards to the discussion around the business model and Rob's, and this is, you know, Rob mentioned 2001, and that, you know, boy, the world is sure different since 2001, as we all know. But I guess the thing that I've come across, and I'm sure everybody else has, is, and Rob did touch on this, the fact that he says it's becoming more and more the language of education, is certainly the inclusion of business experts and ideas merging and blending with education. I think that we're seeing it more and more, and I don't know where Saskatchewan fits, whether we're behind or ahead or where we fit in that, But I'm certainly noticing, you know, and Rick obviously will recognize the names as the paper that I wrote for him recently with, you know, Jim Collins, Good to Great, even Thomas Friedman's The World is Flat, Dave Weinberger, some of these people who aren't educators, but their ideas, you know, specifically Friedman and Weinberger as it relates to education, you know, is being used more and more, and we begin to see some common threads between business and education, and it's not so much a business, you know, I think that we see both business getting closer to an education model and education getting closer to a business model as we're finding, you know, the kind of structure that we want our organizations to have. It's interesting, even in the church I attend, the emphasis on community in the past 3 or 4 years has been huge, and we know that in education, you know, the idea of community is you know, it's certainly been a buzzword, and in business it's also becoming part of the practice. So I'm not feeling as much uncomfortable with it as I'm able to engage in conversations with friends of mine outside of education, where we have a lot in common, a lot more than we thought, even though we're in completely different fields, because some of the principles around community and around collaboration and the merging of these ideas is becoming, you know, pretty prevalent everywhere. And the third point that I'll make here, and I'm up to almost 7 minutes here, so I gotta shut down pretty quick here, but the third point I want to make is that in Saskatchewan, I really, you know, I think the innovation that comes out of Saskatchewan, I think we're fairly proud of that, and it, you know, for a lot of the reasons that you guys already talked about, you know, our size is certainly something that there's a necessity around there, around us, you know, providing distance learning opportunities. You know, I think our own telecommunications company, SaskTel, has been a strong innovator of technology, and we mentioned this, I believe, in our very first podcast, how we feel, you know, pretty privileged to have access to high-speed internet and bandwidth that the rest of the world really doesn't, you know, have in the same degree that we do. And you know, the push to move high-speed access to all communities, you know, regardless of their size, is certainly a testament to Saskatchewan innovation. And then again, I think, you know, you guys already talked about this, that mentality then does flow into the teachers of our province and allows them to do some things that perhaps they wouldn't in another location. So those are my thoughts, and I think I'm around the 8 minute mark, which if you guys took 37 minutes divided by 3, that gives you guys more than 10 minutes, so I am under my quota for time, so I feel pretty good about that. But I look forward to our next topic, and once again, enjoying my contribution as part of the EdTech Posse. I'm Dean Chereski from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.